Stop 11. Inside the Treasury. Welcome to the Treasury, where you'll experience objects that are completely genuine, utterly unique, and priceless. The thick metal doors you've just come through are a working feature of the Treasury, half a metre thick. They're closed every night for security. With your back to the wall, there are two display cases in front of you. They can get crowded, so we'll describe what's in them while you stand here. But if you'd like to get closer to any objects before you move on to the next stop, please feel free. All of the exhibits are displayed in glass cases and rest upon dark blue velvet. They're lit from above and seem to float in the shadowy light. As you pass them, light flashes, refracting off the jewel-encrusted items, and a rainbow of colours sparkles off the embedded precious jewels. In the middle of the room, on the right-hand side, at 2 o'clock, is a tall, slim case that's accessible from all sides. Displayed inside is the 12th-century coronation spoon, the only item from the medieval regalia that survived being destroyed during the English Civil War. The rest of the coronation regalia in the treasury were either made for Charles II in 1661 to replace the items destroyed in the Civil War, or they've been made for more recent monarchs. The gleaming golden coronation spoon is a unique survival and is about the size of a large dessert spoon, covered in intricately engraved designs. The spoon is used to anoint the new monarch with holy oil, taken from a vessel called an ampulla. The golden ampulla, which is displayed with the spoon, is shaped like an eagle with a removable head. In front of you, on the other side of the room, a much larger case that's accessible from all sides contains the glittering imperial mantle, a long cloak with a 2-metre-long train made from real cloth of gold, embroidered with roses, thistles and shamrocks, that was first used by George IV in 1821. The showcase also contains other items used during the investiture, when the monarch is robed and then presented with symbolic objects. The jewelled sword of offering represents the monarch's knightly virtues and is offered at the high altar. To hear the directions to the next stop, play the next track,